Kirbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Chagiga daf Chaf Aleph. And we're going to backtrack a little bit over here and to just take us back to the beginning of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, just because the Gemara will flow a little smoother if we've chazered that up. So if you've done the Mishnah already, if you did it yesterday on yesterday's daf, so then, you know, just fast forward about 5 minutes. But we're going to back up here to the Mishnah, and then we'll, as you can tell, it's pretty short daf, so then we'll get to, hopefully the Gemara will be a little bit easier if we've chazered the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if you haven't learned it yet, so the Mishnah basically had 11 differences between Truma and Kachim. The Chazal made the Midrabanan, there was an extra Chumra by Kachim as opposed to Truma when dealing with these types of Tara situations. So the Gemara, again, the Mishnah just started off, Chumra b'Kodesh mi Truma, right, that Kachim is dealing with Kachim on a Tara level, on a Torah Tamei level, right? There's an extra chumrah that Kachim have that Truma, and there are 11 of them. So the first one is Shemadbilim Kalim B'toch Kalim L'Truma of a Lobak L'Kodesh, that you can dip in the mikvah, you can take Kalim in order to purify them for the sake of eating Truma, right? You can stick them into the mikvah together, but not for Kachim, right? Only for Truma, not for Kachim. Again, if you remember from yesterday's daf, and 2 days ago, right, we talked about having kavana, having certain intent when you're matar or something. So again, that's relevant to here as well. Okay, achorayim v'toch ubeis kavitza, right, the outside and the inside and the beis kavitza, which we have to define, right, betruma avaloba kodesh. Those are individual spaces on a kli. Let's say you have a bowl, right, the outside and the inside. If you're talking about a midrabanan. Right, so those are different spaces. Meaning, I mean, there are bottom of the outside of a kli became tameh, so the inside technically it can be tahor in certain scenarios. That is only shaykh by truma, but not by kachim. Hano says a midras, no says a truma. If someone is carrying something that was tumei midras in their, let's say, their right hand, so in their left hand, they're carrying something else. They're carrying a kli that has truma in it, so that's fine. Meaning, they're allowed to carry one side to the next. Again, Tumas Midras is something that's been stepped on by, let's say, a Nida or something. So that item then it becomes an Avatuma. So if he's holding it in his right hand, meaning he's not actually having the Truma touch the Midras, right? But if he's holding it in different hands, so then that's fine. That works by Truma, Avalo as a Kodesh, but not for Kachin. Big Day Ochle Truma, Midras the Kodesh. And people who are ochli truma, people the kohanim who are preparing themselves in the tara state to eat truma, like their begadim nevertheless are midras, so they become tameh, they can contaminate kodshim. Okay, log, meaning that's number four, I think. I wasn't keeping track, but I think it's number four. Lokaminas hakodesh midas truma, and kodshim is different than truma. Shabbat kodesh matir menagev umatbil, because by kodshim you have to untie any clothing that has been tied together, v'achar kach kosher. Meaning, then you dip it in the mikveh, matbil. Then you dip it in the mikveh, and then you can retie it. Uva truma, but by truma kosher v'achar kach matbil. Right? If you have a shirt that's tied on the bottom, so you can just for truma purposes, you can just dip it in the mikveh, and that's totally fine. Kalim hanig marim b'tara. Let's say I think the sixth one. If you have kalim, if you have utensils, clothing or whatever, or kalim. In the general sense, that has been finished betara. You finished them and you made sure to keep them tahor right up until you finish the kli. Again, a kli is not makabel tuma. A kli does not become tameh, right, until it is usable as a kli. So the whole entire process, you made sure it was tahor, and at the end as well, you made sure that it was tahor when it became a kli. Still, tzrichin tefila lekodesh avalo l'truma. But they're still, you're going to have to dip that in the mikvah for kachim if you can use it for kachim, but not for truma. A kli mitzarif mashem betochu lekodesh avalo l'truma, seventh or eighth, I forget already. Right, the kli, if you mashem betochu, I mean, if you have, let's say you have a bowl and you have a bunch of different pieces of food that are not necessarily touching. So for kachim, right, that is all considered to be together. Meaning, if one of them becomes tameh, then all of them are tameh. But by truma, that is not the case. Haravi b'kodesh posel v'ashlishi b'truma. Right, again, the extent that Tumah extends to Kachim, right, goes all the way down to a Revi. Again, if something is, let's say, a Rishon, if it touches something, it becomes a Sheni. If a Sheni touches something, it becomes a Shlishi. Right, for Truma, that's the end of the line. But for Kachim, right, if Kachim touches a Shlishi, it will become a Revi and it will become Pasol. Again, Midrabanan. But Truma in Nitmeis Achas Miyadav Chavita Tahora, by Truma, right, if one person's hand became, if a person's hand, let's say the right hand, became Tameh, so the Chavita, the other hand, the left hand, is Tahor. Right, Vakodesh Ma'apil Shtein, and by Kachim, you have to do both of them in the mikvah. Sheyad metame is chavrita b'kodesh avolo b'truma, because we assume that one hand is going to be metame the other one by kachim, but we do not assume that chumra by tuma. Again, this is by truma. Again, this is all midrabanan, right? Midraraisa, right? A person's pinky becomes tame. Right? Let's say if it comes into contact with let's say a mace, so then his whole body is tame. Right? There's no such thing as right separate parts of the body being tahor or tame. Right? But that's this is all midrabanan. Ochlin. If a neguvin biyadayim misoavos, if a person is eating dry food with biyadayim misoavos, with hands that have become tamei, Rashi says, right, shnios l'truma, meaning you have the hands are become a shnios, right? That's the standard derabanan decree of, for hands, right? That they are a sheni l'truma, so they can only mess up truma and kachim. So if you have hands that are tamei, but if you the food that you're eating is dry, and in a sense here, the dry here is meaning that it had never become wet. It had never become mukshar like abotuma, right? If you remember, we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, that food has to become wet. Rather than say an apple, in order to become tamei, it has to become wet by right, the pasuk of kiyutan. So if it becomes wet and the owner is happy with that, so then it becomes hukshar mekabel tumah, it's able to become tamei. But if it's always been dry, so then it is not. So here we're dealing with dry food, and the hands are tamei, so batruma, that's fine, of a lova kodesh, but not by kachim. And finally, the last one, ha'onein v'mechuzer kippurim tzrichim tevila v'lakodesh avalo l'truma. That an onein, someone, Rachman al-Tzlan, loses a relative, where Rashi is clear to point out, shalo nitmu v'meso, right, he wasn't dealing with the actual body itself, right, he's not actually tamei meis midaraisa, he's not actually tamei midaraisa, but he's still an onein, and we have to talk about why he has to go to the mikvah, right, again, he didn't do anything to become tamei, but still, he has to go to the mikvah before he eats kachim, but not before he eats truma. And a mechuzi kippurim, again, a mechuzi kippurim is someone who goes, who needs to have, let's say, a matzora, for example, right? His tara process is, what's it called? I mean, he has at least 7 day wait, and then he goes to the mikvah, and he has Harav Shemesh, and the sun goes down, and then on the eighth day, he brings a korban. So someone who has had the sun go down, but in the morning of the eighth day, he's still not brought his korban yet, is called Mechusar Kippurim. He's missing, right, kapara. Right? And so basically, that type of person, even though he's gone to the mikvah already, and the sun has gone down on the seventh day, and all he has to do is bring his korban on the eighth day, still, if he's going to eat kachim, then he has to go to the mikvah again. Right, not necessarily related to his Tara process, he has to go to the mikveh again, and then that's for kachim, but not for truma. Now, if you're just wondering, the whole long Tosfos over here kind of points out, right, that, I'll just touch on it for a second, is that, like I mentioned, we skip a step here. Right, we jump to Mechuzar Kippurim. Mechuzar Kippurim is someone who's waiting to bring the korban, but not Harav Shemesh, meaning what about a person, right, who's waiting for the sun to go down? Right, why doesn't that person necessarily have to go... I have to go to the mikvah, right? So again, Tosfos it's at length. This guy, I didn't read the whole thing at all, but that's what he starts with. Okay, either if you're wondering why the daf is so short. Okay, Vayter. So Gemara now says, "But kodesh my time alone." Now, what's the deal? Why again? If the first halakha we said right, that you can't that you are allowed to dip in the mikvah, right? You're allowed to take kalim. That are inside of each other, right? Let's say two bowls, right? One smaller, one bigger, right? Or whatever reason, or three bowls, whatever it is. So you're allowed to dip kalim in a mikvah together for truma, but not by kachim. The Gemara says, "Bakodesh my time alone." What's the reason you can't do that by kachim? So Amar Rabbi Ila mipnei kvedo shel kli chotzes, because the heaviness of the kli. Let's say again, if you just imagine two bowls, one inside of another, so you have a heavy bowl in the middle, and the small one is heavy, so it's going to be a chatzitza. It's going to be resting on the bottom of the other kli, and you're not going to get the water all the way around. The seifa mishum chatzitza, reishal av mishum chatzitza. Gemara says, one second. The seifa, the second one, not there are many seifas, right? There are 11 parts of this Mishnah, but one of the cases we had later, right, is because of chatzitza. Meaning, is the concern here is by chatzitza. Why would it also be the same concern over here in the first case by chatzitza? Meaning, we have that case, the fifth case, we're going to quote in a second. I think fifth case. The Katani Seifa that we learned in the Seifa, Lo Kmidas Hekdesh Kmidas Hatruma. How is Hekdesh different than Truma? Shabbat Kodesh, Matir Umenagev Umatbil v'achakach kosher, meaning that by kachim you have to untie any tied clothing. Right? If you have a shirt that has a tie at the bottom, right? That's fancy style nowadays, or popular, or whatever. So you tie it at the bottom. Let's say certainly for the women. So you have to untie it if you're going to dip it in the mikvah. But uvetruma kosher v'achakach matbil, right? You don't have to untie it, right, for truma. But there, the idea is that there's a chatzitza, right, because you're going to tie the fabric together. Again, the inside of the fabric is not going to get touched by the water, right, it's tied. So that's the issue of chatzitza. So why would the first case be a chatzitza as well, right? It's the same halacha. Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza, right, both of them are because of a chatzitza. So the Gemara says yes, and v'tzricha, and you actually need both cases. Diyash minan reisha, if you would have only told me the case where the two kalim and the first one is, the smaller one is heavier and it fits in the big one, and there's a chatzitza there. Savamina hain taima delekodesh lo. The only reason why you can't use that for kachim, you might have thought, is mishum kfeidah shokli. The ika, right? You might have thought that there's a heaviness of the kli, right? The aval seifa, but in the second case where you're just talking about dipping a shirt, the like a kvedo shel kli, you don't have the heaviness of the kli making, right, resting. It's heavy. It's resting on the bottom of the kli. Right, it's not allowing the water to get through. Right, you don't have that by a shirt that's just tied together. Say ema lakodesh nami lo havi chazitza. So maybe you could dip that shirt with a knot on the bottom, and it wouldn't be a chazitza. Yes, mean on seifa, and if you would only taught me the case about the shirt, tavamina hainu taima, I would have thought that this is the reason why it's no good. Delakodesh lo, that it's no good for kachim. Mishum the kitcher b'maya aduke mehadak, because the knot. But when you stick a knot in the water, right, the fabric kind of tightens, right? It becomes comes tighter together. So that's why, right, it's a chatzitza there, because, you know, we're not going to get the water on all parts of the beged, on all parts of the cloth, right? Avo resha, but in the first case, by the two cases of two kalim, demaya afkuye mafkule lemana. You might have thought that the water will make the smaller kli, even though it's heavy, the water might make it float. So lo havi chatzitza, so therefore there won't be a chatzitza, because you can get the water everywhere. So therefore, tzricha, you need both of those cases. Rabbi Ila l'tameh. Rabbi Ila is, again, this is Rabbi Ila Shita. Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Eser Milos Shanu Kan. That there are 10 levels in the Mishnah, not 11. And this is Rabbi Ila Shita, meaning when we say there are 10 chumras by kachin, as opposed to Truma, right, we listed off 11. But this Rabbi Ila Shita, he says there's only 10. Why does he only have 10? Because two of those cases are an issue of chatzitza. So he counts that there's only 10 extra chumras and not 11. And so that's what Rabbi Ila says. Now, the rest of this is he's going to continue on, and we'll just talk about, you know, he makes an illustration here, but that's our point. That's Rabbi Ila's Shita, that there are 10, and then you see that both the first case and I think the fifth case are talking about Chatzitza. Now he continues and just makes another observation. Chamesh Rishonos, the first five, right, Ben Lakodesh, Ben Lechulin, Shenasu Altaros HaKodesh. The first five are true for whether it's actual kachim that you're talking about, or chulin, right, again, regular food, that is treated like hektish, meaning that is consumed, that is eaten on the level of holiness like hektish, right? If you remember, we said that the people can take upon themselves to treat whatever they want, food like either truma or food like kachim, right? They can hold themselves to the higher standard, right, of purity, of tahara. So the first five chumras would apply whether the food in question is actual hektish, is actual kachim, or if it's just regular food that the person decided to keep as kachim. Achronos, but the last five, send la kodesh avalo lechulin, shenazu ataras kodesh. But that the last five is only for kachim. My time, oh, why is that? Because chameis kamaisa, because the first five is like dar de tumim midaraisa. So the first five cases. Have an issue of Tumah Midaraisa. So therefore, Gozru Bura Banan. So therefore, Chazal were Gozer, Bein Mekodesh, Bein Lechulin. Shinasu Atarza Kodesh. So then Chazal extended it, right? Whether you're talking about Kachim or whether the Chazal were Machmir, right? Whether we're talking about regular food or actual Kachim. Pasraisa, the second five, the Leslu Drur the Tumah Midaraisa. The last five have nothing, no concerns whatsoever about Tumah Midaraisa. They're just simply Gzeres de Rabbanan without anything to do with Daraisa. Gozru Rabbanan La Kodesh, right? The Chazal made their Gzeres by Kodshim, right? But Lechulan Shasu El Taras a Kodesh, lo Gozru Rabbanan. But for regular food, they're treating like Kodesh, then the Rabbanan did not make such gezeiros. What's the deal with the first five and the last five? So if you look at Rashi over here, it really, really spells it out, right? Rashi Dira Maskal Dror, the Tumim Midaraisa, he says that, I'm just trying to paraphrase a little bit if I can. See if I can, right, meaning the first one, let's see here, right, the first one, Chamesh Tumas Deraisa, Kli, so meaning the first one is one Kli inside of another Kli. If there's a Chatzitza, so that messes it up, right, that's a Deraisa issue, right, that's a Halacha of Midaraisa. If there's a Chatzitza, that's a problem. The inside and outside of the Kli, that was the second case, right, so again, technically, if Kalim, right, again, that are Tame, right, the outsides, when they become Tame, they touch something that's Tame, so that's Derabanan. Let's see, what's the, yeah, in Echonami, that's Midra Banan, but that was based on Din Daraisa, because again, we're concerned that liquid from Azov, right, any some sort of, any type of sweat or some sort of, not sweat, but spit, or urine, right, that's going to make something, Tumah Midaraisa. So that's where they got that from. I mean, it's based on a Tumah Daraisa. It's not just a complete fabrication. Not fabrication, Chas Shalom, but a complete Din D'Rabbanan. Right, the third one was not carrying, right, again, Midras in one hand and Kachem in the other hand. Again, that was also, that's, again, if you're going to carry something that's Tumah's Midras, right, you'd be careful, right, that could actually be Mitame something Midaraisa. The fourth one was that the Kalim that for Chuma are not are considered Tame for Kajim for Midras, right? Meaning the Kalim of people who eat Chuma are Tame for people who eat Kajim. That's also based on the Din D'Araisa, right? That again, if we're concerned that people are not concerned about Tum and Tara, right? So you may have someone was Tame Midras, right? And was Matame the Kalim. And the fifth one is also concerned in terms of the liquid, right? That was that with the kalim, right? Again, untying the kalim. So that's also a concern about liquid, right? On the clothing. Okay, but and the other, right, the last five are all just completely, basic Din D'Rabbanans, just making sure that to keep treat kachim properly, not based on any concerns about the raisa. Okay, I struggle with that, but let's go back to a little bit here. Rava Amar Rava says, "Midaseifa havi mishum chatzitza, reisha la mishum chatzitza." Right, again, Rabbi Elos had said that the first case and the fifth case are because of chatzitza. Rava says, "No. If you have one case of chatzitza, you have only one case of chatzitza. So therefore, the reason for the first case, meaning the reason that you can't dip kalim together in a mikvah, is not because of chatzitza. Must be something else." And the reason is because gzera shelo yatbil mechdin tsinoros bekli she'ein befiv kishoferes hanot. Because we don't want you dipping mechdin is a machad, is a needle, and tsinoros are also something very small keli used for like weaving. We don't want you to dip that in a kli, in a utensil that the mouth of it is like a shoferes hanot. That literally means, like a tube of some sort. Basically, if let's say if you can imagine like a wineskin, like in those movies or like a TV shows, like old school wineskins they used to keep water in, or water skin or whatever it is. So if the water obviously is the mikvah, right? And let's say if you're putting the needle inside of the wineskin, so both of those are going to go into the mikvah. But there's a halacha that basically if you want to connect water, it needs to go through, right? This the tube that the water is going to go through for a shaka, right, has to be at least a certain size. It has to be the size of a shvoveres hanot. If the needle is inside that little narrow opening, it's not considered to be in the mikveh itself. So we're concerned that you may dip these two needles, these two kalim together. The needle will be in the area inside the kli where it's not considered attached to the mikveh, and then the needles will not become tahor. K'tetzan has been in the Mishnah. Iruv mikvos kishvah veres hanot. Again, to connect mikvos, you need at least a tube that size. That's kishvah veres hanot. K'ovya. Again, just like the width and the size, meaning the width and the size of the hole. With two fingers can kind of move around inside of it. That's the size. Okay, we're going to stop here. When, yeah, we'll stop here. You know, tomorrow, right, there's a fold off, but we can stop here with that conversation. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Mr. Shem, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.